I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Most people have heard of the law of supply and demand. The value of most collectibles is determined by two factors, rarity and popularity. A rare item may not be valuable at all if nobody wants it. I have a one-of-a-kind fishing lure, for example. I carved it myself when I was about 12. It's the only one in the world, so it should be worth a fortune, right? Well, the catch is that nobody wants it. So even though it's rare, it's still worthless. With the law of supply and demand, the supply is limited, but there's no demand, so it doesn't matter. Now I've got a story about a coin that was in great demand and short supply, so it was worth a lot of money, until suddenly a huge new supply was found and its value dropped overnight. Here's the story of the 1903-0 silver dollar, the O meaning that it was minted in New Orleans. Back in the 1870s, the silver mines in the western United States were producing more silver than the mine owners were able to sell profitably. So the mining companies got the government to step in and give them a hand. Congress passed the Bland-Allison Act of 1878. Basically, the Bland-Allison Act required that the U.S. Treasury Department buy millions of ounces of silver each year from the western mining interests and then use that silver to mint silver dollars. Thanks to the Bland-Allison Act, over the next half century, nearly 900 million silver dollars were minted. Now, this helped the mining industry, but it didn't do the rest of us much good, because we really didn't need all those silver dollars. Hardly anybody used them. Most people and businesses used paper money and checks, not silver dollars. Nobody wanted these hundreds of millions of silver dollars that the mint kept churning out, so what did the mint people do? They put the silver dollars in bags, each bag holding 1,000 coins, and they squirreled those bags away in government vaults. After 30 years of overproducing and then hoarding silver dollars, those vaults were pretty full of bags of money. So much so that in 1918, the government melted down over 270 million of those silver dollars. But get this, nobody bothered to record the dates or mint marks of the melted dollars. $1,000 bags were pulled at random for the big meltdown, and nobody knows the dates or mint marks of those coins. Now, in the 1950s, coin collectors started showing a big interest in silver dollars, and the rarest of the Morgan dollars was the 1903-0. In 1962, an uncirculated 1903-0 silver dollar was worth about $1,500. Historically, there's been a big demand for shiny new silver dollars every November. Can you guess why? Because people gave them as Christmas presents. A nice new silver dollar made a great gift. So in November 1962, the Philadelphia Mint needed more silver dollars to supply the demand for Christmas gifts. They dug deeper into their vaults in search of more of those old stored silver dollars, and they found several $1,000 bags, the same bags of silver dollars the mint couldn't move when they were made half a century earlier. And among those silver dollars were thousands of the rare 1903-0 silver dollars. They weren't rare anymore, and today one of those silver dollars in uncirculated condition is worth about a third of what it was worth before the hoard was found. Another rare silver dollar, the 1884 CC, CC meaning it was minted in Carson City, Nevada, was made unrare when they discovered that 87% of all of the 1884 CC silver dollars originally minted were still stored in their bags in the vault, as pretty as they were the day they were minted. Then the government did something stupid. They emptied their vaults of all those old silver dollars, selling them for face value, a dollar each. Many of them were rare. People lined up with wheelbarrows outside the Treasury building to carry home the coins they were buying, bags of 1,000 at a time. The mint sold their excess silver dollars like this for a year and a half. They finally got smart before they were all gone, though. They sold off the last 3 million silver dollars in a series of auctions, finally getting nearer what they were really worth. And that's the story of the great silver dollar sell-off of the 1960s. Thanks for listening. For some articles on treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And as always, if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know when you order. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.